You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. We're waiting for you to weigh in on anything we're doing on the program at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytakeatthetakeaway.org. You may have missed it, though, but a violent storm is brewing around the border between Mexico and the United States, particularly in the town of Tijuana, where a confluence of problems in the drug trade, law enforcement, and a steep decline in tourism has created an economic war zone that's had violent consequences for shop owners and for people crossing the border between California and Tijuana. Here's a shop owner in Tijuana talking about the tension that exists there even now.
When the news travels and people hear it, then people get scared off. So with the customers, our customers will keep away for a while. That's pretty much the same. It's been happening for maybe all past year.
Since 2005, tourism in Tijuana has dropped up to 90%. And violent consequences have ensued, including a murder rate that is absolutely staggering by almost any count. Richard Marosi covers the border for the Los Angeles Times. Richard, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
What is going on? Give us a sense, a picture of what's happening every day around the border and who is it that is confronting each other to produce this level of violence.
Well, what's going on is the Mexican government has initiated a drug war offensive against the existing cartels across Mexico. One of the fronts in the drug war is here in Tijuana, where a long-established cartel, the Arellano Felix drug cartel, is trying to hold on to key trafficking routes here into California. And that's mainly the impetus to what's going on, what has been going on for about the past 2 years now.
So this crackdown is producing results, but it's also producing a kind of lawlessness because the cartels are no longer in control. Is that how it's working?
Well, what's happened is the place has always been violent. There's always been infighting with the cartel. But what now is going on is that the Mexican military about a year ago came into town, into the city. It's actually not a town, but 1.5 million people here. And they started putting on pressure on organized crime. Organized crime is the operations have been disrupted. It's created dislocation, and they're fighting amongst themselves as well as against law enforcement and the Mexican military here.
The level of violence has actually been quite staggering. I saw one number that said there's been between 1,200 and 1,300 drug-related killings so far this year. And this is the gangs fighting against one another as opposed to the violence that's going on between police and the drug cartels. And also, it's not just in Tijuana, right? I mean, it's rapidly spreading across the country.
Yeah, that 1,200 figure is across Mexico. In Tijuana, we've probably got about 2 to 250 drug-related killings. That includes infighting among the cartels, cartel on cartel, and cartels against government forces, which include local, state, and federal agencies, as well as the military.
What's it like having 3,000 government soldiers and federal police on the streets of Tijuana these days?
Well, they've scaled down their presence, their visible presence, recently. Initially, they came out here and they set up checkpoints across the city, which angered a lot of residents because it was creating a lot of traffic jams. But nowadays, you'll see them once in a while in 2- and 3-car convoys, Hummer convoys, cruising through the city. But they're not as big of a presence, visible presence, as the local police, which does still most of the preventive policing around the city. The military generally, they'll be working support roles and raids on safe houses and also taking on the cartels in shootouts.
What do Mexicans think? Do they think that the government is taking the right, is producing the right strategy to confront this? Are they concerned over the long term that it's not going to work, or are they hopeful that perhaps it might?
Well, at this point, President Felipe Calderon still has high approval ratings, and largely based on his so far the firm attack on the drug cartels. But time will tell. I mean, it's going to be hard to sustain this effort because we're already a year and a half into it. And it's a mixed bag. I mean, they have had some success, but right now the sense is they could be overextended. The cartels are still thriving. There's a lot of murder and mayhem, not just in Tijuana, but across Mexico. So the key questions are, can he sustain this?
And is there some problem there, some sensitivity on sustaining it, because it may be perceived by Mexicans as a sort of quid pro quo with the U.S. administration, who's very interested in a kind of a crackdown?
Well, yeah, this was largely also initiated, though, by the Mexican government because they realized that the cartels were getting a bit maybe too powerful, and they feared the Colombianization effect of Mexico. They don't want Mexico to become what Colombia was back 10, 20 years ago, where organized crime was actually threatening the power of the government. They didn't want to get to that point. So that was the reason they launched it in the first place. And now they want to show firm commitment because they do want this aid package, which could total about $500 million toward the drug war.
Well, there's certainly a lot at stake. Richard Marozzi, thank you very much for putting it in context for us.
So we'll keep tabs on that story.
Richard Marozzi is a San Diego-based reporter for the LA Times.